And now let's visit with our good friend, Dr. Watson. I know he's expecting us.
Come in, come in, come in. Good evening, Mr. Bartell.
Evening, Doctor. Oh, you have the old black tin dispatch box out again, I see.
Yes, my boy. I've just been refreshing my memory on one or two points in connection with tonight's story. Draw up a chair.
Thanks.
That's it, that's it. The tobacco's in the jar beside you.
Thanks, Doctor. You know, I'm particularly excited about hearing your story tonight. Last week, you told us that Sherlock Holmes' brother, Mycroft Holmes, took part in the adventure.
That's quite right, Mr. Bartell.
I didn't even know Mr. Holmes had a brother. I wish you'd tell me something about him.
Well, Mycroft was 7 years older than Sherlock, but the difference between them was amazing. While Holmes was lean and consumed with a burning energy, his elder brother was fat and lazy. And yet Holmes has often told me that Mycroft was his superior in powers of observation and deduction.
Well, now that you've thoroughly whetted my appetite, Doctor, how's about it?
Very well, my boy. I suppose this story really began in Mycroft Holmes' room at the Foreign Office in London. Although I've said he was a lazy man, he did hold a position of considerable importance. In fact, you may remember that on more than one occasion, Holmes has said, Mycroft is the British government. But to get back to my story. It's on a June morning in 1912, just before the First World War, that a young man in the Foreign Office named Guy Travers stood talking to Mycroft Holmes, who sat sprawled in an armchair before him, his feet resting on another chair, his cupped hands cradling his ample stomach.
Mr. Holmes? I say, Mr. Holmes, you haven't gone to sleep, have you, sir?
No, Travers, I'm not asleep. I'm just waiting for you to get to the point.
Well, sir, the point is that I'm on the track of a most elusive female spy.
Dear me, how exhausting.
She's dangerous, sir, very dangerous. She's not only a collector of information, but a sort of central clearinghouse of military secrets as well.
You seem to be a little young, Travers, to be on such a case.
I asked for the assignment, sir.
Why? Female spies aren't as glamorous as they sound, you know.
No one knows that better than I do, sir. You see, my brother got mixed up with this girl 2 years ago. He was cashiered from his regiment and committed suicide.
I'm sorry, Travers. Tell me what you found out about her. You say you've been on her track?
I've traced her to a number of seaside towns, but she keeps slipping through my fingers.
Have you a list of the towns?
Yes, sir. Here you are.
No, no, no. You read them to me.
Well, I first got on her track at Torquay. From there, I trailed her to Weymouth, Bournemouth, Portsmouth, Bognor, Worthing, Hove, Brighton, and...
I trust you drew the obvious conclusion.
I think I did, sir. Several of those towns are naval bases.
No, no, no. The list you've just read me is a recognized theatrical circuit.
Oh, I never thought of that.
The simplest way to track down your spy is to find whether she was appearing in either a play or variety act in all of the towns on the dates covered by your inquiries.
Yes, Mr. Holmes, I'll do that at once, and then I'll report back to you.
Oh, very well, if you must. Close the door quietly, won't you? I'm confoundedly sleepy.